This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled, Will the Fed Raise Rates as South Africa Avoids BRICS Crisis? There is never a dull moment in our beloved country. Last week, the government announced that Russian President Vladimir Putin had agreed to not physically attend next month's BRICS summit to be held in South Africa. The government would have been expected to arrest Putin due to the International Criminal Court's issuance of an arrest warrant for him on war crimes. South Africa, being a founding signatory to the International Criminal Court, was obliged to implement the warrant, something that President Ramaphosa said he was hesitant to do as he risked Russia declaring war on the country. Putin will be represented in South Africa by his foreign minister, and he will attend virtually. Also grabbing the headlines have been record heat weather temperatures across parts of Southern Europe and the United States, with temperatures consistently in the high 30s and 40s for several weeks. This has highlighted the major issue of global warming and changing weather patterns and the impact on the environment. Elsewhere, we are at the start of the Women's World Cup Soccer Tournament being held across Australia and New Zealand. Banyana Banyana played their opening match against Sweden on Sunday, sadly losing in the dying moments 2-1. On the cricket field, the Australian men's team have retained the Ashes Test Series, with the fourth test being rained out and a draw, with one test to play, Australia lead England 2-1. The Rand closed last week below 18 Rand to the dollar for the first time since the end of March. As at yesterday midday, it was trading at 17 Rand 92 to the dollar. South African bond yields eased marginally after the South African Reserve Bank left its policy rate unchanged and presented a slightly better inflation outlook. The JSE All Share Index ended lower after some of the major retailers and resource companies warned about the impact of load shedding on operational costs. The South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee maintained the repo rate at 8.25%, pausing after 10 consecutive hikes that took the policy rate to 8.25 from 3.5% in November 2021. The MPC expressed confidence that inflation would fall to 4.5%, but remained cognizant of the upside risks, stressing that more hikes would follow if necessary. Overall, we expect falling inflation to prompt the South African Reserve Bank to maintain interest rates for the rest of the year, followed by a first cut early next year, with the repo rate falling to 7.25% by the end of 2024. If, however, the US Fed hikes rates further in September, the likelihood of another South African Reserve Bank hike would increase. Fitch, a major ratings agency, has affirmed its long-term foreign currency rating at BB- with a stable outlook. The agency grimly assessed local economic prospects as intense power shortages, logistical constraints, high unemployment, and elevated public debt levels inhibiting economic growth. Global equities drew support from favorable earnings reports. European equities were led by a 3.1% weekly gain by the FTSE 100, while Asian stocks were generally lower after last week's broad gains. In the commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price softened to $74 on Monday after disappointing Chinese economic growth, but rebounded to end the week a touch above $80. Wheat prices gained 10% last week after Russia rejected the extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative and bombed Ukraine's grain storage facilities. This week, we'll focus on interest rate decisions in the US and the Eurozone. The consensus forecast is that the US Federal Reserve's committee will raise the Fed rate by 25 basis points to 5.25 to 5.5%. The European Central Bank will also tighten further as Eurozone inflation remains elevated, with the markets expecting another 25 basis points hike, taking Europe's policy rate to 4.25%. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Net Group Collective Investments is an authorized collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Net Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Net Group Investments, see money differently.